right, here we go. Brand new polling shows a big tightening of the race on the IBD tip poll. And I mentioned this poll because it's one of those that was quite accurate in 2016. It shows the race going from almost 10 points in favor of Joe Biden to exactly 5, and Joe Biden's numbers falling below that magical 50% mark. 5 points now, it's dropped 50% in less than a week. In 6 days, it went from almost a 10-point advantage to a 5-point advantage. Remarkable, isn't it? Alex, do we have her on the line yet? All right, well, let's see when she shows up. Let's see the poll. It's the narrowest gap between President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden since the polling began just over a week ago. Yet the latest 2020 election poll also highlights a big problem for the president. Wayward 2016 Trump voters, they say. With just over 2 weeks before Election Day, the latest tip poll shows a 5-point race in a 4-way presidential poll. Joe Jorgensen gets 2.4% of the support. And by the way, I don't believe that happens in the end. Joe Jorgensen is the Libertarian candidate for president. Howie Hawkins is the Green Party candidate, getting at about 1%. I don't think that either one of those candidates will come that high. But Biden support was at 52%. Now it's dropped to 49%. And Trump's poll numbers are continuing to get stronger. It also supports Trump gaining ground and more support for third party and other candidates. Meanwhile, more voters declining to say whom they support. More voters decline to say who they support at all. And where is this? I got to see this part that they were explaining to me here, that Trump's return is not as strong. Trump has 94% of Republicans. That's a record, by the way. Biden has 93% of Democrats. Among people who voted for Trump in 16, 8% say they now support Biden. Now, I find that hard to believe, considering I've talked to lots of people. 8% going the other way. Well, here's something else you have that they're not counting here. And that's the undervote. Remember the undervote? You heard all about it in Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin. There were all of these people that voted, and thousands, tens of thousands of people did not vote for president. Did not vote for president in 2016. That undervote is going to change because there is a large proportion of those people that are now intending on voting for Donald Trump. At least that's what we are gathering in our evaluation. So the IBD tip poll, we'll see how that plays out. Here's the point. If the national spread is 5 points today, it was 4 points for Hillary Clinton. The national spread was 4 points for Hillary Clinton coming into Election Day 2016. We're only 1 point away from that, according to the IBD tip poll. We see a large surge of Hispanic support for the president. We see a large surge in support from people that didn't vote at all in 2016 for president. We see a change in the dynamic. We see a change in the dynamic. And so you wonder about who's going to be right in the polls, because there are two pollsters, at least two, that think that the president is maintaining a lead right now. I'm guessing my next guest is thinking the president's also maintaining a lead. Mercedes Schlapp, senior advisor to the 2020 Trump campaign, on the line. Mercedes, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me.
I'm seeing, and we're sitting here talking about the polls and the ones that seem to be more accurate over time. IBD tip showing that Joe Biden's lead has been chopped in half in the last 6 days, and others think he's had. What are you guys seeing and feeling on the ground?
Well, I got to tell you, we really do feel that the momentum is on our side. There's no question that the enthusiasm is on our side everywhere the president goes. I mean, even when he was in California this weekend, the outpour of support is really something that's unbelievable, that we, you know, that we did get a glimpse of it in 2016. This is a very different feel in 2020. I think you see people coming out more vocal, more active, people who weren't involved in politics before, you know, basically saying that they want to be part of the Trump movement, and it's why you now see them going, helping out, getting registered to vote, going out to vote, coming out in support of the president, in rallies, in the caravans, in the parades.
I mean, the energy.
I've been in politics for a long time, but let me tell you, I have not seen this outpour of support and enthusiasm ever for any other candidate.
No, I've never seen anything like it. And here's what's, you know, in 2016, when I was crossing through Ohio into Michigan and seeing all the signs for Trump and handpan signs, I see more now than I did then. I see flags and yard signs and stuff that people wouldn't put out. I've also knocked on a number of doors where people say, you know what? I'm for Trump, but I'm not going to put a yard sign out. I don't want my house messed with. So you still have that, right? I mean, you do. I think the support is much larger now.
Well, I think what's happening, look, I think that the polls, and, you know, obviously we have internal data that we are constantly analyzing, and you find that the polls are really all over the place in a lot of ways. But we, in the states that matter, I mean, all states matter, but in those states that are the battleground states, we're obviously seeing, you know, either the president very competitive, tied in the lead. It's fascinating to watch what has happened, and I just don't think that these national polls necessarily capture what we're seeing on the ground. And I got to tell you, our ground game is like no other. It's unprecedented. We've got over 2.5 million volunteers. We've made you know, millions and millions of voter contacts, more than we ever made in 2016. And the other thing is, from a voter registration standpoint, we've registered more voters in the last 7 weeks than we ever did in 2016 in states like Pennsylvania and states like Michigan.
Wait. Let me be clear about that. I want to be clear about what you said. You've registered more voters in the last 7 weeks than you did in all of 16?
That is accurate, yes.
Wow, because you were already way ahead.
Republicans have, we've never been very good at registering voters, and it's been interesting to watch how we've been able to close that gap.
That's a remarkable number, because you were already ahead in voter registrations prior to 7 weeks ago. I know, because I was reading things in the middle of the summer that you were leading in Florida and Pennsylvania and other key swing states. So as you look at those, your confidence level in Florida should be good. You're tied in Pennsylvania or pretty close. You're doing better in Michigan than some people give you credit for. So I think that there is momentum. And again, it's that energy, whether it's the parades, the flags, the boat parades, all of it. There's energy all over this country. What about the debate, though? We've got about 30 seconds here. 40 million people will have already voted by the time we get to the debate on Thursday, if it actually comes off. We'll see. You never know in this thing. Can that be a difference maker? I'll give you the last word.
Look, there's people still on the fence, and, you know, the president will make a compelling argument as to why Joe Biden, not only he has issues with corruption and his son Hunter Biden, which is something that obviously Twitter and Facebook try to suppress this information from voters, but also the economy. What are we going to do to reopen our economy safely, reopen our schools safely? We've seen the catastrophe of Governor Whitmer in Michigan, and the fact is that it's the president who understands what it takes to fundamentally build a strong economy. He's done it once, he'll do it again. And Ivanka and I look forward to being in Michigan today. We'll be in Grand Rapids later on this afternoon, so we're looking forward to that.
We'll see you here. Mercedes Schlapp, thank you so much.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water, and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, they're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game. So learn what to look for. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.